This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What? Already? Yeah, that's how time flies, and it is flying by. 9:07, it is time for the 9 o'clock stretch. I would pull a Bob Rose and stretch, but I'd probably pop a tendon or something, and ain't nobody got a time for that. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, we are glad that you are with us today. Of course, if you just tune in at 9 o'clock and you're like, where's Bob? I thought I heard Bob a while ago. Well, he had a doctor's appointment, and so he is off to do that. Something about probably needing therapy. I'm like, told you that for the last 8 years. I mean, that is nothing new. Of course, one of our biggest headlines, Trump calls for House Republicans to vote to release the Epstein files. Man, this has been such a back and forth interesting thing. I mean, it calls it a hoax, which a lot of it is, I have no doubt. But man, it's just, well, it's like Bob and I were talking last hour. Maybe you caught it. Does it seem even possible that Epstein, air quotes here, killed himself in 2019? That does not seem. If you had told me it was more than 3 years ago, I don't think I would have believed it. But it just kind of shows you how, and I think Bob was right on that point, it's a never-ending story. It just keeps going on. And more keeps coming out about Epstein and who he was talking to and who he knew. And while on one hand, I mean, I think, yeah, it's good that we get it all out. I think we do need to protect any victims. I think that some things do need to be redacted. And be careful. You don't want to be dragging people through what could have been some of the worst times of their lives all over again. But I don't know. Are there going to be perp walks in this country over this scenario? Look at Prince Andrew. Or can we even call him that anymore? I mean, his life is done. He's toast as far as the royals are concerned and his lifestyle. So I don't know. It will be interesting to see just kind of what happens, and we'll keep our eyes on it, of course. But new stuff coming out every few days. It feels like you hardly know what to believe anymore. But we will keep up to date on that. So there's been a lot going on, and, you know, especially when you look at, like, New York City, but they're just kind of an example of what's going on in our country, that we are being invaded, and on a multi-level, it's like the whole, you know, multi-level kind of chess kind of thing. So while on one side of the coin, you've got all the illegals, and, you know, going back to Donald Trump, how long ago did he say other countries are releasing their criminals, their worst, their mental institutions? They are emptying out their prisons and they are sending them here. And the left scoffed and laughed. But he was right. He talked about the border itself, how they were coming from all over the world. The left looked and scoffed. Ah, it's just poor Mexican families trying to find a better way of life. All wrong. I'm not saying they weren't in the mix, but again, it was an invasion. And they've basically taken over a lot of our cities. And the other part of that is going to be the second side of that coin that I'll get to in a moment. Because we are being invaded with a two-angled approach of attack. One is the illegals. And we've got successes going on, fortunately. Operation Charlotte's Web, that was basically what the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they actually detained, they're just throwing in letters, up to 81 migrants that were in the U.S. illegally on the first day of Charlotte's Web. That was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Get it? Charlotte's Web, kind of a web, spider web. Okay, you get the picture. They were arrested Saturday as the operation kicked off. There's a little kickback, though. The granddaughter of the author of Charlotte's Web doesn't like the name. Says that, now he's been long gone. I think he passed away in the mid-80s or so. But, you know, he obviously wrote the classic 52 children's tale, Charlotte's Web. But he believed in the rule of law and due process. I love the hypocrisy of the left on due process. They want people who broke into our country, commit crimes, get caught, and we're just going to send them back home. They're not like the radical left want to talk about, you know, comparing it to Germany. They're not going to prison camps or the gas chamber. No, they're going back home. Due process. But yet those same lefties somehow don't want due process when we've got Antifa or BLM burning down our own cities. They want you to rush in, post some bail, get it through Kamala, and send them on their merry way. Little bunny trail there. But apparently this is really upsetting her. She does not like the use of that. I get it. I guess if I were her, and maybe I had a little more lefty leaning, I guess that I might feel that way. I don't know. So that's one side of the attack that our country is under. It literally has been an invasion. When you're talking about millions of people coming into a country uninvited, I mean, do you just let people roam into your house on a whim and just do what they want, eat your food, sleep in your bed, whatever? No, you would have no sovereignty in your home. That's how we've been with this leftist mentality of people coming into our country just whenever they want, from wherever. I mean, the number seems to be variable from time to time, but we know well over 100 countries. People were being flown in from around the world and sent across our border. And for anybody to deny that, or if you are blind enough to deny that, you may be beyond hope. So that attack from the borders is one side of the way they're trying to influence our country. And I say influence because we've seen it. We talked a little bit about it last hour. You look at the squad, the members of the squad, the communities that they came from, people that were brought into this country. Did they want to meld in and be a part of the America that is the dream? No. They brought in all of their ideals, all of their religion. We have freedom of religion. I get it. But some ideology does not blend with American culture in the sense of what the American dream is all about and what America is all about. And they're trying to water that down. And they're doing that on both of these fronts. I'll be getting to the second front probably after the break. But on this front, if they can get people in, and we've seen it at the school board level, or even back up a little bit, people that really shouldn't, they vote. I mean, what's a few votes here and there? They're part of the community. You've got people that want them represented in the census so that because I'm their representative. No, they're not even supposed to be here. You are not their representative. You don't need credit for them being here so that your districting and your redistricting can actually help your agenda. No, but we see this ongoing. And so that's where it starts. That's force number one, coming to our borders, coming in, voting, and trying to have an influence on our elections. The second side of this offense on our country is those elections. And we're going to talk about that next. Hey, listen, we know that you are really busy. We all are. But the Bob Roche Show is actually, what's the podcast too? Every minute, every issue. We have amazing guests. You're not going to miss them at all. It's free on the Odyssey app or, you know, obviously wherever you're going to get your podcast. Check them out. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the Bob Roche Show. 97.3 The Sky.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Wow, just like that, here we are, 9:21 on a Trash Talking Tuesday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy in. If you missed the point earlier, Bob had to step out, had a follow up doctor's appointment today, and, you know, just kind of keeping him on the mend. So in the last segment, I was talking about the fact that in America, we are facing a two-pronged attack. It is attacking our way of life. It attacks the foundations that our country was founded upon. It attacks our principles, our morals, everything that is America. And the first front of that that I talked about last night was the fact that it's an invasion at the border or borders. People from hundreds of countries around the world being sent in. They're being planted. They are in communities. They are not coming in to be a part of that melting pot. They are not coming in to live the American dream in the sense that they want to adopt the culture that is America. They want to bring everything they have with them, their own culture, their own feelings, their beliefs. And while I understand you can retain that, you don't get to do that and then actually find that it melds into the American dream. They want the benefits of the American dream. They want our free money, our free housing, our free health care. But other than that, they don't really care. In fact, they will continue to tear down America, which the irony of that is the fact that they are tearing down what is giving them all of the stuff that they want. And so by coming in, taking over communities, this is how the squad gets elected. Seriously. You look at their belief system. Anti-American. So you have whole communities in America of an anti-American philosophy and way of life. And then they find someone that they can put in office. And they end up in the Senate or the House of Representatives. Now, this anti-American coalition has a vote in where our country is going. That's just wrong. That is messed up. The fact is, the second prong of this attack is connected to that, and it's getting worse. So you get these people elected. They're a little radical. They've got their own religious backgrounds. They've got their own philosophies. Now they're making decisions. And they've actually now found themselves in the position of being influenced by an even more radical left, more radical ideas. I mean, who would have dreamed a number of years ago that London would have a Muslim mayor? Nothing against Muslims per se, but the ideals of some of these religions, again, do not fit into the American way of life. They are anti-American. We are finding ourselves more and more like these pieces of Europe. I mean, France, Britain, pick your European country, Germany. They've already lost to a great extent their culture. We are so much larger, we don't notice it quite as much. But if America doesn't wake up and look around, we're going to find ourselves in the same position. Certain cities already have found themselves there. Certain communities, some states. Look at Minnesota. Is that even America anymore? I mean, seriously. What we saw in Seattle, what we saw in New York City, two of the biggest examples of where we're going to find ourselves if we're not careful. How a, air quotes here, socialist Democrat, communist, okay, commie, anti-American, promise the world, promise all the things, all the free stuff. But the reality is that's not what you're going to get. You're going to get a government, you're going to get a city, you're going to get a place of what may be a place that you've been proud of that you are not going to recognize in a couple of years. You're just not. It's not going to happen. And so Mamdani was step number one. Here we are, huge city like New York. And they've got him to start representing them in January. Even the former mayor, Eric Adams, and we had our problems with Adams, obviously. People didn't want him reelected, obviously. He was actually visiting Israel the other day. And it's such an ironic place to be when he was saying, we need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it. The New York Jewish community must prepare themselves. This is a period where you need to be conscious about the level of global hostility towards the Jewish community. If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. If I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned. Everything is not fine. If you say everything is fine, you're setting yourself up for failure. He says you've got people walking around the country with signs saying, queers for Palestine. When the only place you can walk around in the Middle East being queer, ironically, is Israel. You don't want to know what would happen to you in those other countries should you walk around with a sign like that. And now we have a friend of Mamdani going to be challenging in the primary, Hakeem Jeffries. What did I tell you? Two-prong attack. The border, they come in, they set up their communities, they vote, they put people in positions to be voted on. These people win local elections. They're a councilman, school board member. Don't get me going on school board members. And they work their way up. And then we wake up one day, and guess what? They've become a mayor of a city the size of New York City. And then a former councilman, comrade there of Mamdani, decides to face off against Jeffries. See a pattern here? If America doesn't wake up, Coming up on 928, it's the Bob Rose Show, Trash Talking Tuesday. I'm Greg Cassidy, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Right, who doesn't like talking trash? No, we don't like litter bugs, no, but we'll certainly talk some trash. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here for Bob. And we are, well, coming up on 9:37, time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, all this Epstein stuff I mentioned earlier, it just kind of keeps making headlines, and that is the case, and it just kind of gets weirder and weirder as we go. But before we get into that kind of semi-serious stuff, you know, Bob was talking earlier on the show how we're having to get used to this time change thing that we're still dealing with. And now, admittedly, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's pitch dark no matter what. And while I like the fact that when I am trying to go to bed at, you know, 8, 9, it is dark. I get that. But that's about me. I really like the other, the daylight saving time part where, because I think for Florida tourism and such, I think, you know, being lighter or longer is probably good for the state. And we've always talked about, well, you know, we want to get it fixed. We want to stick to that. And why do we have this anyway? And I've always been told, oh, well, you know, it has to do with the farmers and daylight. And I thought, well, not being a farmer, I'm just trying to use my city boy logic. And it's kind of like, well, the farmers don't really care what time is on the clock for working in the fields. They're going to get up when it's light and start. And they're going to work until it's probably dark. It's hard work, and it takes all day sometimes. the clock isn't going to regulate what they do. I was doing a little research, and here's what I found. And I have never heard this in my life. Apparently, it has to do with the railroads. Got to understand, going back to the 1800s, pretty much we revolved our time in every city or town across the country. It revolved around basically we all knew what high noon was, and that was our noon, and we based our time before and after that. As the railroads began essentially bringing cities closer together, that turned into a scheduling nightmare, because now you're getting between these towns and these cities quickly. It's not taking as much time, and to tell people what time the train is going to leave or going to arrive became a disaster. And so it was actually American and Canadian railways, the train companies, basically, they're the ones that begin using the four continental time zones to get rid of that confusion. Have you ever heard that? And there's probably some of you that are a lot smarter than me. You're like, well, yeah, Greg, we all knew that. Didn't you know that? Well, no, I didn't, obviously. And I've never heard it. But anyway, it's just kind of one of those little things that you kind of, it came to mind earlier because Bob and I were talking about it. I'm like, I want to know. And so I've kind of been doing my little research behind the scenes here, and that's what I came up with. One tragic thing did happen on this day, by the way, just talking about time, because we were talking about how we couldn't believe that it was 2019 when Epstein was, I don't know, maybe he was Clintonized or something, I don't know. But however you want to look at it, it was also this day that a lot of us who had never heard the name Jim Jones or the People's Temple woke up and saw headlines of a tragic, tragic headline of over 900 people losing their lives one way or the other. And that was on this date. I still remember that. I was in high school. I remember seeing the newspaper and that picture right there, you know, big, bold headlines. And there was the picture from above showing just the death of what that day and the solemnness of what that day was. Ironically, we still to this day use a phrase when someone's all in on something that they drank the Kool-Aid. It's a shame that Kool-Aid was such the brand, just like we talk about Kleenex or Lysol. It's actually a brand, and we kind of put it because it was actually Flavor-Aid. It was the cheap stuff. Jim Jones didn't even have Kool-Aid, but somehow Kool-Aid ends up in the story. So talking about the whole thing with Epstein, and again, it is hard to believe that it's 2019 that he was offed one way or the other. But we just keep seeing more tentacles that come out. How do you have it where literally you've got a hearing going on and you've got Epstein actually texting a congresswoman who is interviewing someone, putting them on the spot? It was one of Trump's Cohen, former attorney. And I'm thinking, wow, how does that guy, I mean, we know that he was a shyster. We know that he was a name dropper. He used every bit of influence he could to get in with anybody. But the fact that he's sitting at home watching this hearing going on, and he's actually texting this congresswoman telling her that she looks good today, and referencing what they're talking about. I mean, that is just crazy. Now, it happens to be a House Democrat. Whether that means anything or not, I know. But man, they've gone through thousands of pages already, emails, texts, all kinds of documents. And more, this is going to just keep coming out as we kind of move along. But it just makes you wonder how deep it really is. Oh, by the way, we are at 9:42. We're not that far away from things that make you smile. I go to that mention while talking about Epstein. But I want you to be aware of it. Don't want it to get past you. So be prepared to jump on board in just a little while when I take a call. Ask you to call so kindly for things that make you smile. So Trump has been kind of he's an interesting character anyway. And I love Trump. I think he's a great guy. I think he's doing a great job as president. I mean, love where the economy is going, all those kinds of things. But he's basically saying now, okay, go for it. You know, vote for it to be opened. after some resistance, I guess, initially, calling it a hoax. And I guess from his perspective, the parts that try to incriminate him, he considers a hoax. I don't think that he considers the things that Epstein did as a hoax. I think that he believes it. I think he's aware of it. He knows that he was a freak and kind of a creep and didn't like him a whole lot. And their relationship ended many, many years ago. Him and Ghislaine Epstein were trying to hire people that worked for Trump. He did not like that. Apparently, at some point, Epstein maybe was making some advances on someone's young daughter, and Trump did not appreciate that. He got kicked out of Mar-a-Lago and never to be there again. But man, it just amazes me. Just I guess how deep it goes, how worldwide it goes. I mentioned Prince Andrew a while ago. His life as Prince Andrew is done. I mean, just done. He's got a kick to the curb of the royals. There is he is no more in that sense. He is just another guy, just another Brit. But again, we will follow it. I mean, every time we think maybe it's going to be over and it calms down a little bit because something else kind of leads the headlines, it pops up again because there's some new connection. Or, man, be careful what you believe and what you share. You know, Bob and I say this all the time. There's so much fraud, fake news, AI, just websites that look legit because they've got a nice name, so it must be true. I can't believe I'm seeing this story. Everyone should know, and then people share it. Good people, meaning good, wanting to spread the word, and they share these things that are not true, ends up making us all look bad. I say us on the conservative side, kind of wherever you kind of land on that, but don't do that because there's just so much bad stuff out there. Irony of ironies, I mean, you had at the time, potential Supreme Court justice who could not answer the question of what a woman was. And we really thought we were past this point of stupidity in our country, that bit by bit we had come around to realize, yeah, how can people who don't have just even a little bit of common sense think that, okay, men are men, they always have been, women are women, they always have been. And, you know, it's kind of ironic when I hear a song on the radio by somebody that's a real lefty, and before I turn the song off, I know that it's someone who now is all part of this whole transgender agenda, everything that goes along with it. There's 438 genders. And I hear them singing songs about a boy is a boy, a girl's a girl, and they're in love. I'm like, what? You used to know the difference between boys and girls. You knew that there were only two genders, which is why you wrote about them. You don't hear a whole bunch of songs about, you know, the other genders falling in love. I guess we will now, but I just always found that a little ironic that you were smart enough at some point in your whole life to know that there were two, and somehow in the last, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years, you've just gotten confused. And we just thought they were the ones who were confused. Now all the lefties, Hollywood, and again, political world, got all confused. All this leftist agenda that has pushed this literally around the world. And so when you've got a Massachusetts governor, who happens to be a Democrat, appoints a male transvestite to be the vice chair on your women's commission. I know it's a lot to follow through. Not that it's necessarily part of the story, but it adds the twist is because you've also got the governor who is a lesbian. So you've got, and again, pick your lifestyle. Not my business. Just don't push it on little kids. So you've got a lesbian governor appointing a dude who looks like a lady, that could be a song, to a commission that is dealing with women and the issues that they deal with. You're like, really? This is a 19-member commission. It's been around since 1998. And somehow the governor can't find anybody else qualified to have this vice chair position except a man. Excuse me. Who thinks that he's a woman. Coffee time here. It really is just The old line, you can't make this stuff up. We could, but the reality is we don't have to because it's real. All right, enough of that. Let's move on to something good, something positive, something that will actually bring a little joy as you share what's making you smile today. What is it? Maybe it's something related to the family, something going on, holidays coming up. Yeah, try to keep it non-political. We call it Things to Make You Smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. You didn't think Bob was born with that smile, did you? Uh-uh. So give us a call right now. Love to hear from you. 877-975-9825. That's 877-WSKYTALK. Things that make you smile next on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3 The Sky. Yeah, that's what it's time for. Let's get you lined up. 877-975-9825. That's 877-WSKYTALK. Let's find out just what is making you smile. Okay, I think I can reach the phone from here. Let's say good morning to Ann. What's making you smile today?
The weather, for one thing, because I love blue jean weather, and you can't wear blue jeans very often in Florida. And yes, yeah, getting warm in the afternoons, but at least in the mornings I can wear my blue jeans.
I know, you know, it is a little things like that, you know, sweaters, jackets, that whole kind of thing. I agree with you. Let's see, John, what's making you smile?
Yes, it's my wife's smile, that first cup of coffee. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Sky. That's what's making me smile.
Well, that is awfully nice. You were very smart to get your wife's smile in before the cup of coffee and the Bob Rose Show. Smart man. He's learned. Pam, what's making you smile?
Well, my younger son has bought his first house. It's kind of upsetting me that it's in the liberal state of Massachusetts, but I guess that's just going to give us a reason to make a little road trip sometime.
Oh.
So, but he did buy his first house, and it's going to be great.
Well, that is nice. Wow, time just flew by there. We were out of time. But thanks for being a part of Things That Make You Smile on the Bob Rose Show, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry. We're not done. Nope. Coming up next, one more thing. Yeah, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So literally, we know the phrase, there's an app for that. It's part of our society. But a Disney star and a former child star is actually getting a little heat. Talking about Callum Worthy. He's got this new app that actually, in a weird way, lets you talk to your dead relatives. I'm serious. In their commercial, they show somebody videotaping their mom, basically, and they're taking all of that video. And basically, it gets put into their system, into their app, so that in the future, you literally can talk to and be interactive with your late relatives. Some folks aren't liking this. They're saying it may not be potions, but it's like you're using the dead person's essence as an undead servant. It's a little creepy for sure, but it's real and it's here. So that mist may not be a ghost, but it is your smoking gun. And your smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Bob Rose and Nick, I'm Greg Cassidy. God bless you and your family. Have an awesome day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.